Right. Hi, Rajni. Good evening. How are you?
Hi, good evening, coach. How are you doing? All good, yeah.
Doing very well. How has your day been so far?
Day was a little hectic. It was
Okay.
really tiring day, but it is I have now I've recharged myself, refreshed myself, now I'm good.
Nice. Great. So, Rajni, this is if, I hope you're okay if this conversation between you and me will be recorded.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine.
Great. So thank you for agreeing to partner with me for this conversation. And let me assure you that this conversation will stay between us. And, it's absolutely open for us to have an open discussion. So great. What would you like to talk about and discuss today? What are we exploring?
So Mahesh, sorry, coach, I think there's a very important thing which is been going in my mind for a pretty long time. So probably for that, I need to give you a little history and background, little background about, from where this thing is coming into my mind. So I was a couple of years back, I was in a fantastic, job in India. And somehow, for some reason, I left it, and I'm open to share it with you. My boss was very abusive. So though I was at N minus one level, I was one day, probably would fit his shoes, but he was too abusive. Probably our ideology never matched. So as soon as I got an opportunity to move out, I moved out to Gulf. I came to Oman. The place is fantastic here. The work culture is fantastic. People are good. We definitely make decent money also out here. But I have been, thinking that is this the right kind of thing which I am doing for myself? So that is what has been going around in my mind for almost 2.5 years. In the meanwhile, what has happened, one of my mentors also, from our industry only, he has picked up the same profession as this coaching as one of the profession, not in this, but he has adapted or adopted to a different line of coaching. So I was also following him very closely. And then I think probably 1.5 years back, I connected with Shilpi. And then, since then I've been thinking and I've been exploring whether I should, take up coaching, whether it will be the right thing for not. Though I have enrolled in the coaching program, though I have still done it, but still, there is a thing which, it's still not, I'm not getting a clarity that whether this is the right thing for me going forward. And primarily two things come into my mind because I earn very well out here. Whether this will lead to me a decent earning to live my life, a good life, and whether this is the right thing for me to do or not. So this is what I am trying to explore today.
Okay, great. So what I'm hearing is that you're very keen to see what you want to do in life,
Yes.
and which direction do you want to move in?
Correct.
Okay, great. So let's explore that and great. So tell me more about, what are the options in front of you with regards to, coaching or, the current situation that you have.
See, currently I have two ways of thinking. One is I continue to do this thing which I don't like because the quality of work is not up to the level which I think I should be doing. Since you are in Middle East, you can understand that the quality of work or at the level at which I was in India and the level of work here is it's far different. It's not that challenging, I would say. I will not say quality of work, but the challenge is not there. And that is one thing. And second thing is I think I have done a lot of research, and I think I also one time used ChatGPT and asked, what are the good traits of a coach? So out of some 10 traits, it showed that for me, 7 traits matched. So those things have brought me some inclination to, pursue this line. So this is what is all about.
Lovely. So what I'm observing right now is I see a smile on your face when you talk about coaching.
Yes,
So is
definitely, yes.
that
Because I'm optimistic, I want to do something about it, but I'm not sure whether it is the right thing for me or not.
Okay. Great. Because there's a certain energy change, when you talk about coaching as opposed to the other work that's there,
Absolutely, absolutely.
So what I'm also hearing is, that you want to do something that creates more value.
Exactly. That's something which I'm looking for. With my experience, with my high empathy level to people, I think I can do something really good and meaningful. But again, that question again comes whether this is the right thing for me or not.
So, what does it look like for you when you say that you want to do something for people?
So when I say I want to do something for people is, I have done a lot of mistakes in my life. A lot of mistakes, which probably I think through this approach, I can help people not to do that mistakes, and probably I can help and guide them in the right way, so that they do well for themselves. And the bottom line, which I feel, is that everybody should in this world should be happy.
Very nice. Very nice. Interesting. Interesting. Great. So how would you like to explore more in that area, where you are creating value, making, like you mentioned, the statement you said, people around you should be happy, or people in general should be happier, So how does that look like for you if you want to explore more in that area?
I think that's the reason why I'm exploring this coaching as one of the options. Probably one of, and I'm considering it very seriously, but again, somehow that doubt always comes within yourself. And when I say coaching, I think that I will be definitely able to help people, and in return, I'll be able to help myself also to be happy. So, no, and coaching, I think if I can acquire the skills in the right way, probably I think I'll be able to good. And that's how I want to be happy for myself and happy for people who I coach.
Okay. So I hear that happiness is very important for you at this stage in life.
Yes. Happiness is very important. Money is important, but it is not at that. So when I put it in hierarchy wise, yes, I need to definitely earn, because when you do something, you have to definitely earn something for yourself. But that is not at the that is not the prime motive. Prime motive is to do something for myself and do something for other people, and definitely as a byproduct, earn some money also.
Okay. So would you like to explore the area to understand what is stopping you right now from going there?
That is what my biggest stop, the biggest thing which is stopping me is a doubt whether this is the right direction or not, whether I should leave my good paying job. Because I'm happy here. It is not that I'm not happy here. Oman has given me a lot of happiness. I'm earning well also. Whether taking the shift, I'll be more happier, or it is the right direction, I'll be able to do it or not. That is a self-doubt which I have actually.
And what do you think are the factors that would that is creating the self-doubt for you?
Because this is completely new for me. Coaching is completely new for me. And there is also a factor when, I have a lot of people, and I see people around, a lot of people have done coach training and all, but not many. I probably, it's my circle that I have not seen many successful people or successful coaches who have done coaching. They're not doing fairly well. So that also creates a doubt in my mind whether it is the right thing or wrong thing.
Okay. And how would you define success?
Success, I would define that I should be able to coach. I should engage myself completely. I should be having spending good time coaching people. I should be able to make difference in the people life whom I coach, and also I should earn a decent earning for myself.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting. Great. So, what I'm also noticing is, yes. Yes,
One.
Alina.
So
Rajni, what is the purposefulness of happiness, or rather becoming a coach in your life?
My primary purpose of being a coach are two things. One is I want to have a self-fulfillment, a self-achievement. That is one thing. And second thing is I want probably a larger recognition in life, or probably, recognized by, though it's still, it is in my workplace, I'm still recognized as, mentor, or, helping people. So I have mentored a lot of people, and a lot of people have been successful, and they moved on to a lot of good positions who are in my team, and they have become, they're doing very well in their life. So that is one thing. But I think I still need a very larger recognition of what my capabilities are actually. So that is what is actually my bigger desire. And other things, I said, all things are byproduct.
And what does this look like to you of having that sense of achievement and recognition?
Sense of achievement would be, when I coach people or when I help people, they should come back to me and really say that it is you, it, your, getting associated with you has really helped me. Probably they should also share with other people that, I really got benefited about this guy. And people come and, approach me and they tell me, really, we want to take your help and we want to get coached from you. And probably recognize my wider platform, something like that. I'm not sure, but that is what it is there in my mind. It's very, very blurred, but that is what it is, I am looking for.
So what needs your attention, if you have to reach that position of being there?
So I think what currently needs attention is that I need to, throw away the fear from my mind and focus on, doing this coaching program, and a lot of trust in our coaches and mentors, and follow the process and then see at a later date what happens.
Lovely. And what will enable you to get there, to continue this particular journey that you have in your mind?
I have to put my heart and soul into the entire coaching training program. And I have to believe in, Alina and everybody that, we can all become a good coach. Believe in and trust in and trust, start trusting more on yourself and start the journey at least. That is what is, I think I should be doing now.
Lovely. So while you say this, what are you learning and discovering about yourself?
See, the biggest thing which I am discovering is that, I should avoid that feeling of self-doubt in myself. I need to remind myself again and again that you have done wonderful in your entire life, career, everything you've done, but then why are you self-doubting yourself at this moment? So that is something which I need to get rid of. Probably I need to practice more, or, tune my mind more to it and practice and put probably more attention or more energy on the coaching training and practice and try to become a good coach.
Great. And so when you think about, all the confidence that you have, that's what I'm hearing, what resources would you need to continue being in that space of having all the strength and courage to do and take up a task?
I think I have good resources available in the form of our coaches, Alina, Aruna, Anita, everybody are there. And I have full confidence in them. And I think I will trouble them also. And I, try to be more proactive, more energetic, and, more forthcoming. And focus needs to be brought here in this program to, become a good coach. I think I have
Great.
all the resources. Only thing is I need to practice myself.
And what will enable you to have this focus in what you do right now?
I think a little more push, confidence from all our coaches will definitely help me.
Great. So, Rajni, I mean, how would you be accountable to take these actions now moving ahead?
First of all, I would request my accountability partner also to push myself. And second, I have to be, I have to do more planning. I have to probably spend more hours, though I'm spending some time right now, probably an hour and a half, 1.5 hour kind of thing every day on, learning what we have learned in 3 days, and also trying to read some books. Today, I need to intensify it more and spend a little more time in terms of, getting more familiar about
Okay.
all these things. So that's what is, I think, my action plan.
Yes.
And I think it should work.
Okay, great, great. So, Rajni, is there anything else that you'd like to explore at this current moment?
No, I think it was a very good thing. I think the biggest thing which came out was that the self-doubt part is what I need to push aside and, focus on the present. And spend more energy in terms of learning rather than self-doubting. So that is the biggest thing which has come out.
Okay, great, great. Having said this, so would you be okay to come towards a closure of the session for right now?
Yes, absolutely, perfectly fine.
Okay. All right, great. So thank you so much for your time, Rajni, and we will connect soon.
Thank you, coach. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right.